You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, all you friendly Force users, and welcome to another episode of Echo Station Podcast. I am your host, Chris, and I'm here with my friendly co-host, Ian.
Hello. Did you forget your name for like a second?
I might have. Like, it happens.
Is it getting that bad? That it's getting that bad. Oh, boy.
Yes. So we are in day 243 of of the pandemic isolation.
I don't even know what day it is, what month, what year.
I've literally lost track of the weekdays.
It's rough.
No, they just all bleed together now. Everything is the same.
They do. We hope that everyone listening is also taking care of themselves and practicing social distancing and all that stuff. It's easy for us because we live in two separate, you know, cities. So.
Yeah, so there you go. But, you know, wash your hands, wear a mask.
All that good stuff.
All that stuff, yeah.
And if you can, make masks.
Make mask. Yeah. But don't, like, just don't, if you're even done that already, don't start now, because all of the supplies are gone. Everything's gone.
Yes, that's very true.
It's all gone. Because there are lots of us making masks go. So you don't need to make masks. If you haven't already started, you're okay. We got you covered. There's lots of us.
Oh, boy. So I thought of some Star Wars news that happened.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, The Rise of Skywalker is now officially on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, that's right. I saw it at Target the other day. Yes, I went to Target.
Well, there's no shame in going to Target. It's okay. You got to get supplies. It's fine.
It was like, I haven't been in 2 months, and I was going to do curbside pickup, but they didn't have the stuff. They were no, we have that, but it's not available for pickup. Like, how is that even possible? Like, if it's in the store, put it in a bag and give it to me. I do not understand the logistics here.
Put the item in the bag and bring it to the car, please.
So I had to go in the store, which I was really annoyed about, and I didn't want to do that. And because they're completely remodeling my local Target, everything was topsy-turvy, and I couldn't find anything, because I usually have that place memorized, like the back of my hand, because I spend entirely too much time in Target. And so I was just going around like a doofus, and I felt like an idiot. Also,
just
I was
wandering around aimlessly.
Yeah, because I was like, where the frick is everything? It took me 10 minutes to find the milk.
That's funny. That shouldn't happen, but that's really funny.
It was, and I couldn't even find somebody to ask, and I was trying to not find somebody to ask because, you know, social distancing.
Right.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Oh, boy.
And also, there was only one person wearing a mask. One person. Target.
Oh, no.
Get on this. Why are your people not wearing masks? Give your people masks and make them wear them.
Oh, boy.
It's not hard. Oh, yeah. Well, there were, like, lots of people just congregating, like, hanging out in Target. I'm like, go the frick home, people.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I crave other human interaction besides my roommate and my boyfriend, so.
Yeah, that's at least a lot of adult interaction.
It is. That's true. You have a lot of kid interaction,
I'm
so.
I'm stuck home with my children, and I love them dearly, but I want them to go away.
But you miss the school days.
I crave the 6 hours that they are not in my house every day.
Right?
It is. School is a wonderful thing.
It is.
And I was a homeschooled child, so I know that there are some, you know, there's some benefits to homeschooling. But no.
But just no.
Just no.
But yeah, so if you guys are stuck somewhere, get some curbside groceries, why don't you pick up The Rise of Skywalker as well? Get that DVD and Blu-ray and Steelbook, whatever you want to get. The 9-piece collection is also available, too.
I almost got it, you know, but
I kind of want to get it.
I don't know. I think I might order it.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really pretty.
Yeah. But then, you know, they're all going to come out. You know, you guys, you know, this is going to happen. They're all going to come out in, like, the trilogy, the sequel trilogy collector box, right?
Oh,
and then they're going to make the jumbo box with the OT and the prequels and the sequels, then you gotta get that box.
They did. That's the box I'm talking about.
Oh, wait. There's an all 9 box?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's all 9.
Shit, how much is that?
It's like pricey.
All the monies.
Yeah.
That pisses me off because I already have that version of the other 6.
It's all 9. It's in a big, like, it's called the Skywalker Saga, I think. It was only exclusively a thing for Best Buy.
All right, I'm going to Google this for you guys. I'm going to Google it. Okay. Skywalker Saga.
60? No, I'm having more than that.
I'm going to say Blu-ray bundle. Blu-ray set. Let's do that.
It's like a big Death Star in the front of it.
Best Buy, 4K Ultra, Death Star in front. Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. It's like an art book and everything.
Only $250.
Yeah, only $250.
Only $250. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful, though.
So, you know, if you get those stimulus checks, you can use your Trump bucks to buy that.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Why pay bills when you can buy Star Wars?
I mean, that's logic, and that's fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, let's not pretend like I wasn't going to buy fabric with my money.
Exactly. Like, I wasn't, yeah, I'm not going to buy things with my money. Fuck that. Anyway, so do you want to explain to the lovely people listening what we're going to be doing today?
Okay, so today, my idea for content, for new content, was that we would do a deep dive on the various species, our favorite species from Star Wars. Maybe not so favorites. Sometimes favorite.
It's so we do these character profiles. If you guys haven't listened to them yet, we've done one for Darth Maul. We did one recently for Ventress. And we, you know, do a deep dive for those characters and, you know, talk about them, their origins, favorite moments, all that good stuff. So Chris had the brilliant idea. She texted me at like 9 o'clock at night saying, I have an idea. And I'm like, okay, what? And so she came up with this idea of us talking about different species in Star Wars. So we'll be talking, you know, all various species, famous characters of that species, you know, their race, their culture, their history, events that happened with them, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is our first one, so we're going to kind of just spitball some stuff, but, you know, we'll work it down to a niche down the road.
And we polled you guys on Twitter to see which would be our first species look at. And a whole bunch of nobody answered.
We did have one answer, though, as a other option. So let me tell you what the options were, because...
Oh, wait, did they actually type it in, though?
Yeah, they did a reply. So let me see what... So, okay. So our species that we started with, because they can only do 4 things on Twitter for the polls.
I missed that.
So we have Twi'leks, Rodians, Hutts, and Other... And the lovely folks from Pizza and Parsecs, which that's a great title for a podcast,
fantastic.
By the way. They said the Sith Purebloods for Other.
Oh, that's good. Well,
so the Redskin Sith, like the OG
well, then
Sith.
We will come to that at another time, because that would be fun.
But 2 people.
2 unnamed people.
Voted for Twi'leks.
I have no idea who that could be.
Nope. And then no love for the Rodians and no love for the Hutts. So.
Why not? Almost picked Hutts.
Did you really?
Yeah. Because the Hutts are fascinating.
They are. It was a top, but I'm like, the Twi'leks are pretty people.
They're pretty.
They are. Yeah. So we'll be doing more polls for various other species down the road. So make sure to interact with those on our Twitter, which is at Echo Station Cast.
Yes, please do.
So, do that. But before we get into the lovely topic of Twi'leks, we're going to take a quick little break.
Recently on the Heroes Podcast Network, Kaiju Curry House.
Because I'm just wondering, are Pokemon Kaiju?
They are pocket monsters. They are pocket monsters, Paul.
They're monsters,
yeah,
aren't they?
They are yokai, officially.
Yokai?
Yeah, so...
What's a yokai?
Screen Heroes.
If the MCU gets that, then I really think that Space Jam needs to be part of the DCEU.
Yes!
Okay, because...
They have a big Marvel versus DC crossover where Air Bud takes on Space Jam. Man, we should write for these companies.
That's what it comes. It's Air Bud versus Bugs Bunny. That's what it's right. all come down to.
One on one.
Yes, done. All right. And then, like, at the end, it's Galactus versus LeBron James.
And Squirrel Girl wins.
Red shirts and runabouts.
Something we've talked about before, and other people have, but there's so much of real-life history involved with Star Trek. From Gene Roddenberry's days, his time in the military as a bomber pilot, as a bomber crewman, you know, James Doohan serving, all these people and all these real-life events that have impacted things. That's very realistic of political and military leaders kind of resigning in protest at a decision they can't control.
Subscribe today at heroespodcast.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Podcast Addict, and more.
Quick little break's over. Yay!
Hey.
So let's talk our first species, shall we?
Our first species, of course, because we're very predictable, are the Twi'leks. And that's not the Twi'leks. We refuse to say that.
Yeah, Chris and I say Twi'leks.
It is Twi'lek. I don't know who came up with this weird Twi'lek. That's not even how you would pronounce that word.
Dave Filoni did.
I love you, Dave Filoni, but no.
It was either Filoni or George. I don't know which.
Well, they're basically the same person, so.
That's also true.
No, it's Twi'lek.
I polled people a while back in like a Twi'lek group that I'm in on Facebook, and I said, is it Twi'lek like Twinkie or like Twi'lek like Twilight? And a good majority said Twilight, like Twi'lek. Like, so, you know.
I don't even know who would possibly think it's Twi'lek.
It just sounds very weird. Whenever I hear it on the Clone Wars, they go, oh, we gotta save the Twi'leks. I'm like, I don't like that.
No, don't say it.
Someone go in and re-record this dialogue, please.
Yeah. Well, it's like saying Han Solo. Han Solo. And his wonderful girlfriend, Leia.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, why are there all these weird pronunciation differences in Star Wars?
I attribute that to maybe, like, you know, their dialect, where they are from, where they're raised, but, like, you know. I don't know. Like, you know, my boyfriend is from Wisconsin, and so he says bag really weirdly. He goes, big?
Big? Yeah. But he wouldn't say your name differently, because your name is your name.
Oh, I see. Well, yes.
It's like a proper noun. Like, I don't buy that. I don't buy that bag of chips. I'm sorry.
I don't buy your bullshit, sir. Okay, well, let's talk about Twi'leks.
Yes, so Twi'leks. Cool. All right. Probably, you know, among the Hutts and the Ewoks, probably one of the most famous species that was invented by the Star Wars universe, I would say.
Oh, for sure.
Like, most well-known, really iconic-looking. Which is interesting because we don't actually get to see them canonically on film until Return of the Jedi.
Correct.
Yeah. And can anybody guess who that was?
Yeah, who was the first one?
Probably one of the ugliest ones out there.
I mean...
And that was Bib Fortuna.
There's love for everyone.
Yeah. So Bib Fortuna is Jabba the Hutt's main squeeze. No, not main squeeze. That's not it. He's like his... No, that's not what I mean. His right-hand guy. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
no.
Oh, that's not what you mean. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe? I don't know.
No, don't, we're not going to go there.
I don't question what the Hutts do.
I sometimes do.
Private time.
Private Hutt time.
Private Hutt time.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So the Hutts are kind of notorious for, let's say, employing Twi'leks in various positions.
That's very kind.
That's very, very kind.
Employment without the pay.
Yeah, but as far as we know, like, Bib Fortuna is there of his own accord.
Yes, he is. He's not, he's not, yeah. No, he's very much there.
Yeah, he's there because he wants to be, because he's a douchebag.
Correct.
Which I think is why he's so ugly, because it matches his inner self.
Interesting.
There you go. but the Twi'leks are known for being, humanoids who come in really distinct colors. They come in like blues and pinks.
Let's read off the list of these colors real quick, because this is fascinating. Yeah. So We're on Wikipedia. This is the official canon version of the Twi'leks we're reading off of, by the way. So it's black, blue, green, light, whatever the fuck light is. What
the fuck is light?
I don't know. Orange, pink, purple, red, teal, white, yellow.
Is light supposed to be like...
translucent? No.
Well, wait, okay, there's a... Hold on. I'm going to click on the wiki reference.
I don't know what light means.
Six. Star Wars episode Return of the Jedi. Is that what they mean?
Oh, is that Bib, maybe?
Is that Bib? But I thought, isn't Bib white?
No, Bib's not white. I bet you that's what it is, because he's like a fleshy color.
Is kind of that fleshy color.
Yeah, okay. So light is flesh color. Excuse me. We did not know that.
All right. Oh, well, that's all kinds of questionable.
Yes. So we'll and then that. Which just name their eye color. I read it too. Is they have black eyes, blue eyes, brown eyes, green eyes, hazel eyes, orange eyes, pink eyes, purple eyes, yellow eyes, and if you're a Sith, you get cool red eyes.
Yes, and they come in all kind of colors. Like they're just like all colors of the rainbow, so it makes them really interesting, really cool. Sorry, there's interesting noises coming from upstairs.
Yeah, they're very interesting a species because.
Yes.
They all don't look... There's so many colors you can, you know, see.
They're really distinct like, in how they're, like, formed, I want to say. You know, well, they all... Okay, so they all have prehensile appendages.
Yes.
From their skulls.
Which is called the Leku.
Leku. But they're different... They can form differently, but they all have that. That's what makes them distinct. So they're colorful and they have Leku.
Correct. Yeah, you can have short Leku, you can have fat Leku, you can have normal. It's a varying thing.
Yeah, they're very, very distinct in how they can look, but it's obvious that they all belong to the same race.
And also a distinct thing for the females is they have ear cones instead of actual ears like the males do.
I thought those were covers.
No, those are their ears.
Are they actually? Females have cones, big earrings. Oh, yeah, look at that. Change. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they actually, like, those cones are their ears.
Yep. So they're usually tall. They're usually thin on the thin side. And just an attractive species overall. They're generally, especially the women. The women are very, very, I want to say, conventionally attractive.
Which makes them great for the slave trade.
Yes. And so that's why... The Twi'leks are famous throughout the galaxy and canon as slaves, as performers, as entertainers, as dancers, but mostly in that role as slaves.
Yeah, mostly the women folk are sold into slavery, indentured servants, all that jazz.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, no, it's a really questionable storyline.
Yeah, like very rarely do you see a female Twi'lek who's not a slave or not like an entertainer or something in that line of work.
Yes. And we don't have a lot of them represented in the movies either canonically.
No, in the movies there's two Twi'leks that are slaves. There's more than two. There's a few of them that are slaves.
Yeah. So the second appearance is
there's only one who's a Jedi.
A slave. Yes. And we'll get back to her later. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, the other one
after Bib, like literally a few minutes later, we see our second Twi'lek appearance, and that's of a female Twi'lek, and that's Ula.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Yeah, everybody loves Ula because she's cool and tragic.
And she wears nets.
And she wears practically nothing.
Yep, that's why our friend Luna wants to cosplay her.
Bless her heart.
Such a treat.
Yeah,
I want to see it happen.
Ula's, you know, she's beautiful. She's a dancer. She was like a princess, I want to say. Like originally, before she got into the slave thing. Hold on.
A princess?
Yeah. Is that not a thing? Maybe that's not canon. Hold on.
I don't think that's canon.
Let's see. Okay, hold on. I clicked. Ula was a green Twi'lek slave dancer in Jabba the Palace before
she was born. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, yeah. So she was into the clan chieftain. That makes her like a princess.
I don't...
If Pocahontas is a princess, then Ula's a princess.
Okay, Tiger Lily, calm down. I don't... Oh, boy.
Anyway,
Princess
apparently,
Ula.
Apparently she started, you know, she started off pretty nice. Poor girl. She's a beautiful green Twi'lek, trained professionally as a dancer.
She was celebrated a lot at her school.
Yeah. And then she ends up, unfortunately, as a slave girl to Jabba the Hutt. And as we are all familiar with, in Return of the Jedi, meets a terrible fate when she decides to show some sass to war.
Yeah, she resists Jabba, and Jabba's like, the fuck you are, and drops her down to the pit, to the Rancor.
He eats her to the Rancor.
Eats her.
Yep.
And then did you know, though, the director had storyboarded out a sequence that she escaped?
I did. I have seen that.
And it was cut because of budget reasons, which sucked, but...
Yeah, really so in my cool. head, she escaped.
She...
Because that's what they meant for it to happen.
And also, another fun fact, the actress who played her, Femi Taylor, came back to do the special edition scenes that she was in as well.
Oh, yeah.
So the close-ups of her in the pit and various other dancing scenes. And she was the only actor asked back to reprise her role.
Hmm.
And she fit into the same costume as she did in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Get it, girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, first... Totally iconic, you know, green space slave girl. We've been doing this since the 60s, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think that's all the Twi'leks we see in the first movie?
Well,
special edition. Yeah. And the singer, right?
Yeah, she's the white Twi'lek with like the wrappings and stuff.
Yes, in the cantina. Band.
No, in Jabba's
house. Jabba's house. Wait, wasn't there one with the kid? Oh, no, I'm thinking about the other girl. She's not a Twi'lek. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, Ula and Linmi are the only female Twi'leks that we see in the original trilogy. And then in the newer trilogy, in episodes 1, 2, and 3, there's a plethora of Twi'leks.
Yeah, we get lots of Twi'leks, because everybody knows they were a fan favorite, and so they got lots of roles into the prequel trilogy. So we also get one of our most famous Twi'leks and the only Jedi from on screen, well, the movies at least, we get Isla Secura.
Yeah, she's a fun Twi'lek.
She's awesome, and she's blue, and she's really pretty, because that matters.
And again, doesn't wear a whole lot.
Doesn't wear a whole lot, and we're going to say that that's not about sexy, it's a Twi'lek thing.
Yeah, I think that too, because like, for example, Shaak Ti wears like her kind of traditional robes.
Yeah.
And Ahsoka kind of wears traditional clothing from her planet as well. So
yeah, I feel like it's just a cultural thing.
I would imagine Ayla would wear traditional kind of Twi'lek garb.
Yeah. And also, I read it somewhere in this Wikipedia article, but it says that they have higher body temperature.
They do. They run warm.
So there you go. They wear less clothes because they run warm.
And it doesn't help that their planet's like a desert planet half the time, too, so.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But yeah, I think, I love Ayla. She's really pretty.
She's really cool. I wish we'd had more of her on screen time and, you know, fleshed out her character a bit more on the actual screen, but she's very cool.
She originally actually appeared in the comics.
Yes.
And George liked her so much that he put her in the, movies, and then he killed her.
I mean, it's creator's name George, whether it's Martin or Lucas,
right? Yeah, just death.
Just death. Kill everybody.
Yeah, she is killed during the Order 66 Jedi Purge.
Yeah.
But so like
one of my favorite scenes from
it's
66.
So sad.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
Yeah. She's on my list of Twi'leks to cosplay. One day. Because I already have the key part for this.
You do?
Yeah. So it's going to happen.
So Twi'leks, what do you like so much about them? Let's run this down.
I like that they are a, you know, they are a disenfranchised species, kind of. That, you know, the fact that they are slaves and our first taste of them on the female side of their species is of a woman standing up to an insurmountable
foe.
A crime boss.
Yeah. Like, she know. I mean, she probably knew that this was the end for her, but she was like, I'm done. I'm done. And I thought, you know, that's kind of a cool girl power moment.
And all of you folks out there who, like, love to watch Leia in her slave outfit, she wouldn't have even worn that or gotten to that place if Ula wouldn't have resisted. So basically, you owe it all to Ula for having Leia in that outfit. Thank you very much. I am just saying, give credit to where credit is due.
Well, I think they would have been good friends if she'd survived. But that's just me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They're you know, they're beautiful, they're elegant, they're very, very aesthetically pleasing as a species, aside from the males. The males are really ugly. I was like, I'm sorry, but the Twi'lek males are...
She said the males are just butt ugly.
What? Okay, this is like the biggest example of sexual dimorphism in a Star Wars species.
Oh god, that's funny. The females are gorgeous. The men are just like walking assholes.
They've got these bizarrely bulbous heads, like foreheads.
Yeah, they have weird lumps on their heads.
Yeah, it's like a bottom on their heads.
Oh boy.
Yes.
It kind of reminds me. I know this is horrible in comparison, but it kind of reminds me like a little bit like Elephant Man-esque.
Yeah, no, it is very elephant. It's like...
And I hate saying that because like people actually have those deformities and stuff, but it's like, it reminds me of that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look right. Yeah, no, I always assumed that something was maybe wrong with Bib Fortuna until they showed other male Twi'leks, and I was like, oh. Until
they showed other ones black, and you're like, oh, no, well.
That's just how they look. Okay. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Some other notable Twi'leks we should also say are Cham and his daughter Hera Syndulla.
Yes, Hera Syndulla. And Hera's another example of a really cool, strong female character.
Yes, I do like the female Twi'leks more, not just because they're prettier, but because, like, they have more of a, I don't know, like, the females are always sold into slavery and stuff like that, so I feel like they have a little more to fight for.
Absolutely.
And their voice matters more.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
So I have cosplayed as a Twi'lek before. I was a Twi'lek senator of my own creation. And I gotta say, having Li Kuei was really, really fun.
I bet.
Like, it's very fun to just, like, walk around and, like, have these, like, silicone things just, like, kind of drape from your head.
It's a power move.
It is. It's BDE.
Yes. But can you do all the can you do the Leku symbols?
I mean, if I like tape them together, probably sure.
Yeah. So apparently, they're okay. So the Twi'lek do have their own language. By the way, did we say where they're from? Did we say the planet? We didn't say the planet.
No, it's Ryloth.
Yeah, they are from the planet Ryloth, and on planet Ryloth, the Twi'leks speak Twi'leki.
That's a very funny word, Twi'leki.
Yep. Twi'leki, which is actually a combined verbal language and very elaborate or subtle, depending on what you're trying to convey, sign language using their Leku, which is really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So their Leku also, it's a part of like their brain as well. Like it's called a brain stem. Like if you cut one off, you're going to have like a real messed up Twi'lek.
That's a terrible design.
It is, because also, like, from an evolutionary standpoint, or something, then it's like, ouch.
Yeah, that's a terrible design.
Yeah, their head tails, as they call them, sometimes it houses, like, a part of their brainstem or something like that, so. But like, I also like that they put subtle sign language, like, can you just, like, imagine me being a Twi'lek and, like, trying to, like, subtly, like, flirt with someone?
It would not be subtle.
And then just, like, sticking my Leku, like, in my mouth, just like, yep, we're gonna, yep this. Yep.
That's absolutely how it would go. Yep, exactly.
Just that noise, and they're like,
yeah,
oh, damn it.
No, I mean, it's incredibly overt why this species is a sex slave species.
Yeah.
I mean, they are very hyper-sexualized looking.
Just type in Twi'lek fan art.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
On Google, and you'll see why.
No, I'm going to have to say you shouldn't do that.
I'm going to have to veto that real quick.
Or not. I'm not going to judge your isolation
If you're 18 and over, please do that. If you're not 18 and you're under that, then nope.
Nope, you probably shouldn't listen to this podcast anyway.
Also true.
Just saying.
But yeah, so also, you know, the Twi'leks, the planet Ryloth is very kind of, I want to say barren, but there's not a whole lot going on for
it. No, it's not great.
No, they're very low on, like, the technological scale.
Which is why really they've been able to be taken advantage of.
Well, really, kind of the only technology they have is, like, if other people bring it to them, like the Republic or the Empire. Because they don't really forge their own technology. They more rely on the resources of the planet. So they'll ride, you know, animals. They will hunt and gather their own food. You know, it's not, you know, it's not like Alderaan or Coruscant.
Yeah.
I think it's higher than Tatooine. But, like, obviously lower than, like, Alderaan.
Well, I mean, does Tatooine even have any native sentient species?
I don't know. Jawas? Are Jawas
one? I don't know if Jawas are native to them. Because, like, we see Jawas on other planets.
Yeah, but, like,
so they're getting somehow. Yeah.
No, I think they, like, hitched a ride.
Yeah, but where did they start? Where did they start from before they started hitching rides?
I just assumed Tatooine. We're probably wrong, but I don't know.
That's some deep lore that I do not know. And then the sand people I always assumed were from somewhere else. I don't know why I assume this.
No, I think those are sentient. I think they're from Tatooine.
Yeah, but I like I said, I assume they were from somewhere else.
And they're just, like, migrated there?
Yeah, I just assumed they were humanoid and they ended up there.
Maybe not. Maybe if we do that species, we'll find out.
I guess so. It's probably, you know what it is? It's probably, like, they are the native species and they're so hostile because all these people came in and took over. I guarantee that's what it's like.
They're like, gosh. Well, didn't they mention that in, like, The Mandalorian?
Oh, is that why? Oh, that's where I'm getting that from.
Didn't they mention that? I thought they mentioned that.
They did. Yeah.
In the Mandalorian was like, you know, there's people, like, they encroached on their land and they're like.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that's why in the Mandalorian he was able to talk with them. Yes. Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
We solved our own question.
That was a big loop around there.
It was. It was a whole. Yep. That was a lot. So, do you have, like, a favorite Twi'lek?
I mean, Hera's so cool, but she's, like, it's hard not to like Hera, because she's one of the few that we really get a huge backstory for.
Right.
I'm partial to Aayla.
Okay.
Because she's, like, the first really featured one? She's got backstory that obviously, you know, was in the comics, but still, she's probably the oldest with more backstory, I would think.
That's fair.
I don't think we had anybody. Maybe Legends. I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Twi'leks and Legends too.
We're not going to cover those. No, we're not even going to go there because.
There's a huge ass list.
Yeah, it's heavy. But she's cool. She looks so cool. Like I said, I've always wanted to cosplay her, and I have never done it. I've never cosplayed any kind of Twi'lek. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of paint.
A lot of paint. But I do have a Photoshop.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people do. Like, for example, I know someone who does Widowmaker from Overwatch.
Oh, yeah?
And she only, I think, paints her face, but then leaves the rest of her body unpainted, and then she goes in and, like, samples the paint from her face and, like, Photoshops onto her body.
Oh, well then, yeah, but no, she's obviously not going to a convention that way.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. This was an old, I think I was in high school or something. From Disney World? Yeah, from Disney World. It was outside of the Star Tours ride. There was, like, there's a put yourself in a Star Wars character.
Oh, the cutouts or whatever?
Yeah. It was not even a cutout. It was like a photo thing.
Oh, no, but it, like, replaces your face and puts it in there.
Yes, yeah. And then they, like, Photoshop you in. And so there's my friend and I, or, well, it was actually my cousin, and I did Ayla. It was pretty funny. It looks really good, though.
Is it the picture you sent me?
Yes.
Okay, we'll tweet that out.
Yes, we have to tweet it out, because it's pretty funny, and it's actually kind of believable. So my cousin is Padme. And hers doesn't look as good. Like, the proportions aren't great. Like, she looks fine, but her face is too big for Padme. I feel like they spent so much time turning my face blue that they were just
we'll
just slap that one into Padme.
Oh, her head's too big for Padme, so we're just gonna,
She looks fine. My cousin is very, very pretty, but
that's very funny.
It was very. She actually sent that to me like a month ago. She was like, "Oh my god, I found this. Do you remember this?" It's great.
Oh boy, that is, I think the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Oh lord. So yeah, we'll tweet that because it's you guys should see this. It's pretty funny. I don't even know if they still do that anymore. I want to say no.
So, I have I think two favorite Twi'leks. One being Ayla.
Yes.
I really do love Ayla. Well, and she got some great Legends comic issues. She got to fight Aura Sing at one point.
Oh, yeah. I have that one somewhere.
I do, too. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere.
If I find it, I will take a picture and tweet that.
It's really, really pretty. She's really pretty. And my other one, I love Ula.
Yeah. I mean,
she, you know, was the OG, female Twi'lek. I thought that she was very, like, mysterious looking, too, because, you know, what are these things growing out of your head? You're all pretty looking. What's happening? Yeah. Oh, wait, you have a collar around you. Oh, there's a chain. Oh, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are my two. I also have, like, a soft spot for Darth Talon.
Well, I mean.
Because
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she just looks amazingly badass, and I have a statue of her, and she's really, really cool.
If I felt more comfortable in less clothes, I would do Darth Talon.
It's a good costume.
It is.
I also love how, like, the Twi'leks can have different looking things in their Leku.
Yeah, but, you know, like, the different tattoos and stuff?
Yeah, like, for example, Ayla has, like, white spots on hers.
Yeah.
Hera has these white, like, circular patterns on hers. You know, you can have stripes on them. It really, Twi'leks can be almost anything that you can put your mind to.
Yeah, they're really fascinating looking.
Yeah, and that's what makes them kind of fun to cosplay as too, because unless you're doing a face character, like, you know, Ula, Ayla,
Hera,
Linmi, Bib Fortuna, Hera, you know, various Champs and Dula, you know, various other characters that actually have, you know, a name to them.
Yeah.
You can kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, that's what made my Twi'lek that I did so fun, because, you know, the character I did isn't canon. It's not a real character. It's one that I made totally up myself. But it works.
Yeah, it's like doing an OC Jedi.
Basically,
like,
yeah.
It's pretty easy to put it together, and it looks
cool. Oh, for sure.
And looks believable.
And I got another set of Leku from Twi'lek Pam. By the way, she does the best Leku ever.
Oh my god, they're incredible. They feel real. And they don't weigh much at all. It's like,
no. You don't really get headaches with them either, which is great, which I'm very happy with, because you wear those all day long with the head wrap and you're screwed.
Also, absolutely the weirdest purchase I've ever made in my life.
Not mine.
I can only imagine if it had to go through like a scanner or something, or even if I ever take it on a plane with me, I'm gonna have to be like, it's not a sex thing. I swear
it's not a sex thing. Yeah.
Or is it?
Just don't question it. Just let me have it. Thank you and have a good day. No, but I got a red pair with like these bright blue spots on them.
Oh, pretty.
And so.
I still haven't seen those, by the way.
I'm going to do something fun with them. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might do a smuggler. I might do someone shady. I don't know.
You should send me a picture of those because I haven't seen them yet.
Did I not send you a picture of them?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I thought I did.
Mm-mm.
I will do that then. Yes, please.
Yeah.
No, but we just love Twi'leks because they're really pretty. And like I said,
we're easy to please. We like pretty things.
We are. We're very easy to please. And like we said, cosplaying them, it's very easy to create your own character. You know, you can really, you know, sky's the limit almost.
There's great source material, though. I mean, there really is a lot of
there is
great canon source material for the various things you can do with them.
So, when you see Twi'leks, does it bother you if you just see, like, flesh-toned Twi'leks? Because I don't like those Twi'leks. I feel like it's just, like,
they look weird. I feel like a flesh-toned Twi'lek looks like they're some, like, they're sick.
Yes, I agree.
Like Bib Fortuna just looks anemic.
Yeah, and, like, no offense to the skin color Twi'lek cosplayers out there, but I just... It's just like, you chose that color, you could have been a really pretty color.
Yeah. Like, if I were going to change my skin color, it would definitely be purple or green or something blue or something.
Oh, cool. For sure.
You know,
I wouldn't do...
You know, I mean, black would be cool. Obviously, I would never do black. But those are all cool colors, like being brown or being black or being pink or being, like, you know?
Yeah, they're all very fun colors. And there's not even, you know... There's blues, but then there's varying shades of blues that you can be. Like,
yeah.
It's not just... Blue's like the base color, basically.
I just think, if you're a Twi'lek, have fun. I don't know, you know, whatever your base skin color is, change it, because you're a Twi'lek.
Yeah.
That's the whole point
don't
of Twi'lek.
Do...
They're cool.
These and plus, you can do fun makeups that pair with the colors that you are. It's, you know, it's fun to play around with that kind of stuff. Yeah. Don't just do skin tone.
Although I'm not going to police Twi'leks. If you want to be a skin tone Twi'lek, if you don't want to change your skin tone, that's fine.
It's yes, fine. We just will think less of you.
Just no, saying, you're not having as much fun as, you know, that's all we're saying.
That is true. You're not having, you can't sit with us. Oh, now that's something like segregating, and that's not good.
Yeah, let's not do that.
let's not go down that route. Oh boy.
Jesus
oh
Christ,
boy.
Ian.
Oh boy, that's not what we're here for. No.
No.
So yeah, we love Twi'leks. We thought it would be a fun species to start with. You know, they're not the most technologically advanced species in the world, but,
no, but
they make up with it.
They're capable.
By being pretty.
They're fully capable.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And
like,
we get a really cool Legends throwback through Hera, which I've always thought was really funny.
What's that?
With with Jason.
Oh, okay, yeah, we got to talk about that first.
So we didn't talk about that. So another thing is that, you know, not all species can mate together, but apparently they're humanoid enough. Twi'leks can mate with actual human species.
Correct.
Whatever you want to call the Star Wars galaxy human species.
They're called humans, so.
Yeah, they can mate and make hybrids.
Yes, we've seen that in two instances in the animated series. One being in the Clone Wars and one being in Rebels.
The Rebel, yeah. And that's with... Oh, God, it's like a kind of a spoiler. I mean, not everybody's watched Rebels. I feel...
It also ended like 2 or 3 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, yeah,
so.
It's a spoiler. It's a spoiler if you haven't... Then skip this. But if you haven't watched, then skip this. But otherwise...
Anyway.
So... What happens? How do we get our this canon hybrid?
They fuck.
Who?
Oh.
Specifically.
I'm so sorry. I'm like, do you need me to explain what happens? Oh boy. That's a soundbite for you. No, it's Hera and Kanan.
Yes, Hera and Kanan get it on at, you know, towards the end of Rebels and
they fiddly diddle and she is preggers,
yeah,
and then she
and they have a son.
She is, yes, the son's like I want to say like 4 or 5 years old by the time Return of the Jedi happens.
Yeah.
So
and he's kind of like a lighter version of her skin tone.
He doesn't have no he's flesh tone. He has green hair though.
He has green hair, yes.
But like, okay, so here's the thing. In the Clone Wars episode, we find out that a deserting clone shacked up with a Twi'lek, they fiddly-diddled, and they have 2 kids. Because both those kids have, like, a flesh color and then, like, mixed with pink as well.
Yes, I remember that.
So this one, there's like no Twi'lek like
no, it did color not, at, it did no. not come through. For some reason,
just, he just looks like an anime child. Yeah.
So for some reason,
he looks like a little like, you know, Deku basically.
Because you wouldn't think this, but the human genetics are dominant.
Really?
That's what it seems like to me. It seems like whenever I see them coming up, it's like they're more human than Twi'lek.
Yeah, but those two kids, I guess, in Clone Wars were, they were fully Twi'lek.
Were they fully Twi'lek? I'm missing that.
They both had Riku.
Oh. Hmm.
But that could just be because of it's Clone Wars, so.
Yeah. But, so the implications of this to me are really.
I wonder if she just, like, looks at him as like, you look nothing like me, I hate you.
It's weird. I just, like, the whole thing, because Leku are so incredibly prominent, like, I don't understand how this works.
I don't either. Like, he doesn't have, like, the only thing he has is green hair, which I don't see how, like, her skin tone would translate to his hair.
Yeah.
I don't get weird. That. I think they were just, like, literally trying to design a child that, like, we don't know what the fuck to do. Give him some little green Deku anime hair and send him on his way.
Yeah, it's strange. He's got... It's interesting. Like, all of his hair is green. Like, his eyelashes are green. His eyebrows are green. His,
I wonder, like, if maybe he'll be able to, like, understand Twi'leki because... I don't know. Maybe... I don't
well,
know
he can't, but works. He wouldn't be able to completely speak it because he doesn't have Leku.
Unless, like, he has a set hiding under the hair that's growing, which that would be disgusting.
Oh, that's weird.
And very weird. I don't like that image at all.
But yeah, also, I still don't understand how a Twi'lek with Leku could be born to a human. That just sounds awful.
I just don't like little Jason Syndulla. I don't like him.
Okay, and guess what? And his name is Jason. It's Jason. It's J-A-C-E-N.
Yeah.
It's Jason. You guys know what we're talking about, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jason Solo.
Oh.
It's literally from the Thrawn trilogy.
I'm like, you're losing me. I'm very confused. No, okay, no. I see it.
He's absolutely, they borrowed it.
I did not connect those two.
No,
until just now.
Dave Filoni did it on purpose.
Interesting. I did not connect that.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, when I first saw the character, I was like, holy crap, I can't believe they did that. It's such a fantastic nod. Let's see, okay. So Dave Filoni says, it seemed in a very small way naming him Jason was a way to honor the expanded universe character of Jason Solo, who just really isn't there anymore as the timelines have changed. I thought that's a little bit of a wink to people that I know that that was an important character, and maybe in some way that lives on through this character. I don't know yet. So that's pretty cool.
Know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why I meant that there's this great connection to Legends through Rebels. And it's through Hera and Kanan's son.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, that about wraps us up with the Twi'leks.
Our very strange dive into the Twi'leks.
Yeah, we know it was a little bit of everywhere, so just, you know, we talked about Twi'leks. What do you more want? What do you want from us?
We've missed a lot.
We have. We've been, like, I don't know about you, but I've been kind of, like, slowly going into, like, a depression because of how, you know, how, like, extroverted I am.
Yeah.
So, like, not seeing my friends, not being with family.
Yeah. Well, I'm hyper introverted.
Yes, you're fine.
I mean, it's kind
you're
of
fine-ish.
It's the opposite for me. I've never been around my own family this much. So I don't get to be alone at all. I haven't been alone in like months. And it's starting to get to me.
It's starting to get to me. It's rough.
Everybody has it rough for all kinds of reasons right now. But okay, yes. I gotta round back to the Twi'leks for one second because I'm
thinking we're not done.
Wait, no, this is interesting. Okay. Back to the Cantina band.
The Max Rebo band?
Yes. Okay, hold on. Let me bring it up so I have everybody's name correct.
Right. What are you talking about? Which one are you talking about? Because there's the Cantina band and then there's the Max Rebo band.
I'm talking about... hang on.
You're about the one in Jabba's Palace?
Give me a second. Jabba's singers? Not Max Rebo. No, where is the girls?
Type in Jabba's dancers.
Yes. Yeah. There it is. With okay, yeah. There's a Rodian and...
There's Rhystal, Greata, and Linmi.
Okay, so there is a Twi'lek there, right? We were talking about her. But yeah. The other girl with the red hair
Rhystal.
Is a Twi'lek hybrid.
No, she's not a Twi'lek hybrid.
I'm reading it right now. It says
No,
it.
She's human and Thelene.
It says she's a Twi'lek hybrid in
Wikipedia. Where?
Wikipedia says it.
Are you sure?
Yes! I'm going to send this to you right now.
Not my phone is on my bed, so I cannot grab it right now. But...
Damn it, I'm not making this up, guys.
I don't think you're right.
It says it! I'm looking right at her. She's white-skinned with the spots and the crazy red hair.
And right? The cones and the spikes on the side, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Rhystal.
Yep, she is.
She's Thelene, though. Her Thelene. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Her name is... Oh. Okay.
It's Rhystall, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They used it. Okay. Well, it says. They have her as an example, but I guess not.
All right. Can you send me the link?
I'm crazy. Never mind.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm like, no, I don't think that's right.
Nope, I got really excited for a second. I'm reading it wrong. Reading comprehension, guys. The whole article is about hybrids. And it keeps talking about Twi'leks, and so I mixed it up.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
False news, fake news.
Fake news. It's all fake news.
I know, I'm like, that can't be right.
Nope. You cannot
unless they change something in the canon that I don't know about.
You cannot believe the galactic liberal media. It's all fake news.
Oh boy, was fun. That was just a fun little sidetrack.
Good. Did you guys have fun on that trip? Because I did.
Oh, well. On that note, can we be done? Are we done?
Sure. Now that I've embarrassed myself,
I tried to stop you, but you didn't listen.
I thought it was really interesting because she doesn't look remotely Twi'lek, and I was like, "That's so cool." If that's how that ended up,
oh boy,
producing this outfit.
Oh boy, that was funny. That made me teehee. Oh, thank you for that.
Okay, but I was right about Jason. Jason's still cool.
Jason's still cool. Oh, okay. Well, on that note, guys, don't forget to follow us on Echo Station Cast. It's our Twitter where we tweet out things, we have polls, and let us know what species you want us to do next. We do have the Sith Purebloods in the jar of suggestions, so we love some more from you guys.
I think we should do that one because that sounds cool.
Let us know. I'm kind of partial to doing maybe like the Biths.
Oh yeah, sure.
They're really cool looking.
I think we should do the Ewoks.
We can do the Ewoks at one point. Yes.
I think we'll have to combine things because I don't think all of these species have enough for an entire episode.
Probably not, but like the Ewoks do for sure. I mean, at least knowing your knowledge on Ewoks, they do.
Yeah, but most of that's Legends.
Well, we'll do a Legends version of it. It'll be fine. But yeah, don't forget, follow us on Echo Station Cast. Tweet us out. Give us some love. We're trying to bring you some more content during these quarantine days.
We're trying. As you can hear, we're going nuts here.
Yeah, we're going stir crazy. And so, you know, if you guys have suggestions, like I said, send them to us because we would love to hear them.
Yes.
At this point, we'll talk about, like, you know, socks on characters at this point. I don't know.
Well, we hope you enjoy our crazy ramblings, at least. At least we hope it's bringing you some form of entertainment, even if it's just background noise while you
just let us mouth off and be stupid. It's fine. Yes. We're good. It's what we're best at. Usually. You can find me on Twitter at IRTurner. And same thing with Instagram and Facebook, House of Turner Cosplay for those. Chris, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at The Dirt Witch and on Instagram at Chris Jaded. And I will tweet out that photo on either of those.
Yeah, they'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
So until next time, guys, stay healthy, stay happy, and may the force be with you.
Wash your hands.